Professor Barry Shoup, former executive director of the National Institute for Communicable Diseases, on the line. Thank you for accommodating us in the changed time slot today, Prof.
Thanks, Simon. Glad to be with you.
Prof, today we're going to talk about something really important. We're going to talk about myth and misinformation, all these breakthroughs that happen every couple of hours, and conspiracy theories of COVID. But before I pass the mic over to you, so to speak, somebody posted something that I saw yesterday that struck a chord very strongly. And it said something to the effect of the following. If it's been peer-reviewed and it's in a journal, it's science. If it's a video, it's likely conspiracy theories. And I just thought, wow, I like that. Enough of spreading this nonsense, being part of the problem.
I think the first part is absolutely correct. The second part may or may not be correct. I think you really need to kind of look at the source. Is it somebody that is credible? Is it somebody that's got a track record? Is it somebody that actually is an expert in the field that person that he or she espouses them to be? Because particularly now with this coronavirus pandemic, there's been an avalanche, literally an avalanche of misinformation, of conspiracy theories, of breakthroughs, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, if you've got a couple of minutes, maybe I can just go through some of them.
Take us to 5 o'clock, Prof. All yours.
Oh, my. Okay, great. Well, you know, just to give you some of the examples of myths or old wives' tales, or as I say in Afrikaans, bobbemeisters.
Yes.
You know, there's the sauna myth. That one came in quite early. You know, the temperature inside a sauna is way above what will inactivate the virus. Also, the temperature outside, hot humidity, or sometimes even say cold. And some people even kind of put a hairdryer. So you put a hairdryer in front of your mouth, blowing into your mouth, your nose, you're going to kill the virus. All that is nonsense. But, you know, the virus, you know, if it's going to be that high temperature, it's going to activate the virus, it's going to activate you. You know, you can't get much above body temperature. Related to that is sunlight, you know, to kind of sit and expose yourself. Well, to be decent enough, but in a certain costume out in the sunlight with ultraviolet light, again, I think there's more of a risk of skin cancer than that you're going to inactivate the virus. Another one which came about is rinsing nose with saline. I'm not sure what the logic between that is, but one which may well work, and that's garlic. Because it's going to at least try and, you know, give you a 6 feet distance between you and the next person. That may work.
Okay. So, unintended consequence. Yes.
Unintended consequence. And this is just a small handful. I can assure you I'll get many, many more. I've just picked up some of them. Breakthroughs. This is another thing. Unfortunately, scientists throughout the world, they're naughty because they kind of go to the media with very provisional stuff which hasn't been scientifically validated yet. And I hope your listeners won't mind, it often does come from Israeli sources. I'm sorry to say this, but they often do come out with a vaccine breakthrough. Or we spoke last week about monoclonal antibodies. And, you know, unfortunately, you know, Israel is great. You know, I mean, the technology, even the medical technology, is superb. But they really shouldn't come out with all these breakthroughs, which are not breakthroughs, because people are doing it elsewhere in the world as well. You know, these things have to go through a scientific process of validation. There's another kind of breakthrough, and that's using or repurposing drugs which are used for other purposes, and using them for coronavirus. I think the big one is chloroquine or hydroxychloroquine, which is used for treating malaria.
Yes.
And unfortunately, what happened was that the French, I think, health minister, and not to that honorary president of the United States, Mr. Donald Trump, said,
yes,
this is a game changer. Well, unfortunately, it hasn't turned out to be a game changer. The clinical trials, or should I say provisional clinical trials, haven't really shown chloroquine or hydroxychloroquine to really be effective in treating coronavirus. Another one is BCG vaccination. I think I spoke about
it
also.
We spoke about that, yes.
We spoke about that, a similar kind of thing. And then you get the traditional remedies. The one which is, I think, also in the news lately is this Madagascar tonic. You know, this tonic water which it's actually got a substance called artemisinin. Now, artemisinin was actually a Chinese traditional medicine which has been effective in treating malaria. But there's no evidence that it's got anything to do with coronavirus at all. And you know, in South Africa, we've actually had a lot of these HIV remedies in the HIV world, as you may recall from